Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, into hour number three. Your phone calls, I promise, for all of you that are patiently holding, coming up in the next segment directly. Mike Rivero, I've been ranting and raving for the last 30 minutes, and you were finishing up a point you were making about the things that are going on. But I want to go back to the question when your video feed was cutting out to us about how he's setting up domestic, separate from government brigades, but then they have governmental ad council ads saying join Barack Obama's service group, usaservice.org, and that it's the government promoting his own private group. I mean, is that not classic fascism?
Well, it absolutely is, but more than that, it is simply a scam, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to transfer a lot of the functions of government onto volunteer groups who are going to feel really good and warm and fuzzy about doing all these wonderful things in their community, but it's not going to result in taxes going down. It simply means taxes are going to go toward paying off all these huge debts, the trillions of dollars worth of money that the Federal Reserve has been printing up and handing out over the last 4 months. That's all going to fall on us, so our taxes are going to go up to pay for it all, but because the government can't afford to do any services anymore, they're just a collection agency for the bankers now, so they're trying to talk us into doing for ourselves all the things we pay government to do. And the bottom line is, if we're going to do all of this stuff, if we're going to take care of the elderly and we're going to go out and patch the roads and we're going to go paint things and fix things ourselves, what do we even need a government for? Certainly not one that's taking more than half of everything that we earn.
Mike, you hit the nail completely through the board there. That's it. They're saying, get ready for austerity. Get ready to have to go out and do these functions for government. Meanwhile, all the money is going to go to pay debt to banks that we gave the money to begin with.
That's absolutely correct. And basically, it's the same old song and dance. Every government tells their people, you must make do with less so that we may have more.
Unbelievable. I know you'd hope for the best with Obama, but I heard you on your own show here on Genesis weeknights, you know, say that this is a real betrayal. I mean, do you not feel sorry for those well-meaning people that you were against war and torture and thought Obama would stop it, and how they're just looking up at him like little puppy dogs looking up at their master, and he's planning to put them in a bag and throw them in the river?
Well, as I was saying before you joined us on the air today, watching the faces of the people along the parade route, the expectation level is so high. If Barack Obama can't walk on water by the end of the week, there's going to be a huge disappointment, because they have oversold him. They have oversold him, and he's got this huge expectation. And he's already got this advantage. He's the follow-on to George Bush. If he does absolutely nothing, he's still going to be seen as an improvement. But they've really raised the expectation level, and he's got to perform now.
WhatReallyHappened.com, Mike Rivero. In closing, do you think, because they've introduced the bills to where the Attorney General gets dictatorial power, that's what they do. They pass a bill saying the Treasury and the private Fed can do whatever they want and can't be reviewed. This new law they're trying to pass, they've got a lot of co-sponsors already, and the media isn't reporting on it, allows him to ban any guns he wants just by signing an order and holders on record saying he supports the D.C. gun ban and Chicago gun ban.
Well, obviously, the power grab continues. I think it's very obvious that the U.S. government knows that they've pushed the American people to the edge of revolt. They're looking at all the rioting that's taking place across Europe. They're looking at the rioting that took place in Oakland. We're probably going to get more riots in California when the welfare checks stop next month. And the U.S. government is trying to figure out some way they can talk us all into agreeing to be completely helpless droogs in their grasp, so that the government can sleep better at night.
I agree. We have this Michelle Obama video, and she goes, listen, things are about to get really tough, but we care about you. Just do what we say. I'm going to play that later. Just do what we say, and things might be okay. It's going to be painful, though. Meanwhile, we're having a $150 million party today.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, yeah, the parties are definitely going to go on. We saw with the bailouts to AIG, they throw themselves a party. Every one of these corporations that gets another few billion dollars of the taxpayers' money, the first thing they do is throw themselves a holiday.
Mike Rivero, amazing analysis. It's great having you be a big part of the show. You're on every week now instead of once a month. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Alex.
You bet. More phone calls and news and analysis and some video clips straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hello. Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust E-Foods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to go through a bunch of your phone calls, and coming up, I'm going to play these new PSAs that are running on TV, radio, everywhere with Obama, with all these, you know, pictures of great humanitarians and people giving in soup kitchens, getting you ready for this, just like when they, you know, give people AIDS and the vaccines, HIV, they then institutionalize it and make it all about red ribbons and everybody's part of it, or when all these kids are dying of cancer now from the shots and other things, they institutionalize that and make it all a fun thing, and you're part of a group now. I mean, it's so cold-blooded and sick what they're doing. And Hooge is a director for local TV. Well, it's no secret. You work at a local TV news channel. Hooge, you know, this is the American dream. Remember that woman? I'm going to have in here later. Paul Hartman, nicknamed Hooge. This is the American dream. Is it okay if I talk about you? Remember that lady saying to George Bush, I work three jobs, and he said, oh, that's the American dream. Well, the American dream is being able to save enough money to live decent, to be able to innovate, to not have bureaucrats on your back, to be able to work one good job and have an upwardly mobile working class that can become middle class and grow the middle class and shrink the underclass. Hooge gets up at 2:30 every morning. 2:30 every morning. He gets into work at 3:30. 3:30 at CBS here locally. And he's paid less than he's paid here. And he didn't pay a lot here, folks. And then he works till 11. And then he doesn't have time to eat. He has to take a sack lunch. He eats while he drives over here. And then he works here till 5. Then he goes home to his wife and children. And how old are you? 27? And he's a smart, great guy. Been working in radio and TV for a decade. At minimum wage, basically. I mean, he runs the CBS show in the morning. Now, that's an example of what we're talking about and where all of this is going. And Barack Obama says, get ready for the pain. And while he's there this morning, I said, hey, I want to run those new propaganda PSAs that the government and the people pay for. Because a lot of channels get partial money to air these, and then they get aired for free because the FCC says you have to air a certain amount of these. And what are they? Anti-gun commercials, tattle on your neighbor commercials, anti-marijuana commercials to bolster the police state so we can pay for people in prison, nonviolent, while the government ships in the narcotics. And he said, yeah, I saw those PSAs this morning. They're airing everywhere. And it's a PSA, one of them, is a PSA to go join Barack Obama's private group. And he's going to have the forced government groups we've got to go serve in. But then the private group, and they're running TV and radio ads and print ads everywhere. It's all over television. You're seeing them if you're watching television. I mean, is this Nazi Germany? Is this the Twilight Zone? Do you understand what it means to have a private army, a private group? And again, to make it sound good, it's soup kitchens. Then you read, it's tattletale squads and everything else. They're getting everybody recruited. Oh, we're going to help the old people. They're going to have some soup kitchens. Come on in here. Come on in here. Come on in here. It's a government group. Come join it. And it's a private group. I mean, this is a nightmare. This is, and it's like, well, you're against feeding the homeless? It has nothing to do with that. It's youth brigades. It's tattletale squads. Read the fine print. And all these suckers going, well, he's good. He's inviting me, and I'm part of the government now. And they're going to give people uniforms? What's next, armbands? They got 47,000 troops and police on the streets searching people? All right, let's go to your calls. I'm going to go quickly, each caller. Scott in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Ox. I just wanted to have some positive points here. The young Americans for Liberty are all over the nation distributing stuff against Obama. They have posters and other things.
The true grassroots, not the false counterfeit.
Right. And in a few months, there's going to be a Continental Congress, which is sponsored by Bob Schultz and We the People Foundation in Philadelphia. And they're having meetings all over the country now to get us back to the Constitution.
And the system knows all these true grassroots groups are exploding, so they're forming their counterfeit citizen groups to go after us.
Right. And then there's a gold money bill in Indiana that's in the state, and there are a few other states that are trying to get it passed as well.
Absolutely. The elite know as they squeeze us that we'll form resistance. That's what NORTHCOM and the troops are for. They've admitted themselves. And so that's why us exploding our numbers to their unstoppable level is so key, and I see it happening. I mean, I can't, this week, famous rock star called and may come on the show, but is scared to, but wants to know what they can do. One of the founders of hip-hop called and wants to come in the studio this week, but his manager, his Texas tour, he's not sure if he can, but he's going to be on the phone. I can't say who I talked to with one of the, let's just say it's been the top TV show on television. The entire cast are huge fans. They listen to the show. They watch the show. I mean, literally all the top stars. It's like wildfire. Then I talked to another big Hollywood star I know this weekend. They said that my material alone is just all over Hollywood, everywhere. They're freaking out. They're understanding what's happening, not a large percentage. And then I talked to, I'm not going to get into it. And I'm not going, ooh, I know these stars and people. I'm not contacting them. They're contacting me. You understand that? Do you understand that Willie Nelson just called my office? Do you understand? Months ago. I mean, this is happening because they're out there waking up. They're out there seeing what's going on. Now, meanwhile, they're trying to counter with this new fake Hollywood thing for Obama. And these aren't bad people. They're useful idiots. They saw how bad Bush was. They're hoping there can be change. But they're going to know that we told them it was a fraud. And they're going to see the fraud quicker because we're there pointing it out. Go ahead.
Their attempts like Georgia and Mumbai and everything else.
I'm not ignoring you. They're playing a video over here. We're going to play this video later. It's one of these disgusting Obama things. Go ahead.
Yeah, all their false flag attempts have failed. The Greek anarchists and the Gaza into Israel, all of that has failed. So, I don't think that they're going to have a big backing for a new world war. It's going to have to be an economic war.
But you heard Ron Paul in the first hour say they may stage something.
Right. And I think the biggest Achilles heel for this administration is what they promised, because that's what the young Americans for Liberty are trying to point out, is that he promised change, he promised reform. They have to shove that in their face and say, this is what you promised. Give us what you promised. We want peace, and we want, you know, more jobs and more money to us.
Well, see, what they're doing is they're going to bankrupt the economy so bad where the only jobs will be government through a private corporation. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to David in Wisconsin. You're on the air, David, worldwide on the coronation of the Supreme Leader.
Yeah. Alex, how are you?
Fired up. Born again hard.
Hey, listen, I originally called for Mike because he was trying to compare Obama to Lyndon Johnson and all that, not knowing that Lyndon Johnson's complicit in JFK's murder and all that kind of stuff.
Well, but let's not bash Mike. He tries.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is I'm going to send you something every month, you know, rededicate myself to doing something for your program. But I came up with an idea that maybe you should have a product like Alex Jones Organics or something like that. And
I know. I've just got to try to organize that and get it.
It's like coffee or something, you know, something that would sell for everybody and then have it just a little bit cheaper than regular organic, you know. And you with your name alone, it would just go like crazy.
Well, the problem is I was up here till 11 o'clock last night working on the film. The Obama film, banking film is really what it is, police state film, but it's all about him. He's the thread. And I'm not whining. I mean, I couldn't go to sleep. And I got home, and I did like a 30-minute audio blog. I didn't like it, so I did a 49-minute one. And my wife comes out on the back porch at 1:35, and she goes, "What are you doing? You're going to have to get up in 5 hours." And I said, "I can't stand it. I've got to warn these people. I mean, I see them all being conned and manipulated. Because I know we're having an effect." That's what it makes me burn with desire to fight, because I can't believe in my life, thanks to you, the listeners, and the way you're waking people up and telling people about the show, how many people we're reaching. It's incredible. It's
Alex,
incredible. It's with the responsibility.
Alex?
Yes?
I want to just encourage you to keep going. I know that you're not endless energy, but you are pretty darn endless energy, and your wit and your mind that God's given you. I'm just going to instill a blessing on you, and I know everybody that listens wants the same thing. So God bless you, Alex. I feel so much for you, okay?
God bless you. And I want to say this. My grandmother, great-grandmother, she's not my great-grandmother. I mean, she's a great person. She's been dead for about 5 years. She prays for me every day, and she means it. I mean, and I can feel it. And I've had things happen in my life that are just incredible, and things happen by the miraculousness of God that I survived. And I know I've always had a mission. We all have a mission in life. And my grandmother's prayers are precious to me, and I need them, and I need all your prayers, but you need prayers as well. And they're real. People can laugh at it. They can make jokes because they just don't know. And I just need the prayers because I'm not even afraid of them killing me or setting me up or destroying me in the media or something, which I know they've tried and planned, and all the stuff we go through that we don't talk about that goes on behind the scenes are blessings to us, because we know that it means we're hitting the enemy hard right between the eyes. But the only fear I've got is being killed or being imprisoned or being set up and not being able to continue the work I'm doing. That's my fear for my children, for everybody. And I also have the fear that I'm not perfect and I'm not the best at this, but I'm the best there is, that at least has risen to prominence. And so I kick myself constantly, just how do I do more? How do I work smarter? How do I work better? How do I get things done? You know, I mean, we're here fighting with the air conditioners breaking and heaters breaking every day. You know, all the stuff you go through. And I'm like, man, I've got important work I need to do. We'll be right back with your phone call straight ahead after this quick break. Stay with me.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee.
We are back live, going to your phone calls, analysis of the Obama abomination. coming up, video clips, analysis, Russia Today. I'm going to play that TV clip here. We've got the clip. Went out live for about 10 minutes, and they edited it down for the web in a first and five-minute part and then a second. That's the way they do it. But let's go ahead and go back to your calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Bless you and rejoice, Alex, because our very own ongoing, ever-extrapolating OBGYN, Dr. Ron Paul, revolution of love for liberty in our sacred, amendable Constitution just keeps on keeping on. And like you said earlier, campaignforliberty.com. And you can also rejoice, Alex, because the elite killing spree will fail. They cannot kill all of us farmers because everyone's got to eat. The elite can't grow enough food to feed themselves and stock animals, so they've got to stop their killing spree just for their own sake. But sadly, I say welcome to the United States of Israel and servitude to that bigoted, socialistic, totalitarian criminal regime, Israel. And because of Obama already just choosing that dual Israeli citizen, Israeli Death Forces veteran, Rahm Israel Emanuel, as his chief of staff. I mean, that's a crime. And speaking of crimes, it's a crime that Bush's commuted sentences, that's just a ploy to get approval from us patriots. But those hero border agents are still convicted criminals with criminal records.
Ramos and Campion.
Yeah, right. And they're convicted criminals now with criminal records, and that's a crime.
And they're beaten and tortured in jail, and nothing's done about it.
That's right. And can I squeeze in another revolutionary idea?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay. My feeling is that global warming is a good thing. In other words,
unfortunately, the global warming trend has ended, and the sun is now not putting off a lot of radiance. They've been studying it for 300 years, one of the first things heavily scientifically studied properly, and it's totally cooled off with no solar flares now for about 8 months. So it's serious issues.
Well, that's true. But in the meanwhile, Monica Lewinsky global warming is the Monica Lewinsky of the environmental movement. In other words, to distract us with fluff.
From all the real environmental crises. There are real environmental crises.
Well, that's right. And I disagree with you. I think human growth and population is a potential problem. But in the meanwhile, water, melted ice, is the basis of all life.
Well, that's an oversimplification. I appreciate your call. Obviously, that's quite a load for the Earth, 6.6 billion under current technological systems. Under the British Imperium Plan, the Royal Commission in 49 stated they would not allow the Third World to properly industrialize, because knowing that that would actually have them have been less numbers and be cleaner and stop the deforestation and the things that are going on. It's a very complex issue, sir. The planet could have 20 billion people if done properly. But it's going to plane off at 8 billion. That's what all the demographers, all the people that study demographics, all the people that study the statisticians. And then it's going to, the West is dying. They have 1.3 children in Japan, 1.3 children in Italy, 1.4 children in Germany, 1.3 children in Russia, indigenous people here, the last few hundred years, who aren't new immigrants to the United States and North America. We've got about a 1.7. That's for every two people who die, 1.7 is replaced. So the West is dying. Industrialized nations, always numbers go down. It's the Third World where this is all going on. And let's go to another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason. Oh, Jason just hung up. Abdul in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Thank you very much for this time, Alex. This is my first time on the show, and I really appreciate it. And I'm a new member, just to state that fact.
PrisonPlanet.tv, thank you for the support.
Yes, sir. And I just want to make a couple points. First of all, we live and we die. Those two things are for certain. And what this administration Obama is talking about has nothing to do with our progression as Americans or as human beings. The family and the values that are instilled in us as children have been missing for generations, and that's the real problem that we have here.
And that's been engineered by the state by design. Stay there, Abdul. I'll come right back to you, okay?
Sir.
You're absolutely right. We have the textbooks. We have the government documents from John Taylor Gatto and Charlotte Isherby, the former head of policy, Department of Education, where by design they have dumbed us down, broken up the family to make us more easily controlled, so the state becomes the mommy and daddy, and now that's what Barack Obama is going to do, bring us into the final phase of domestication.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky. Garden growing, clothes out on the line. A dusty road when a car goes by. Storytelling of days long ago. And the only place she'd ever been. Singing softly, this world's not my home. And memories take me back again. When I was young and Grandma wasn't old. When she guided me as I watched life unfold. Anything we didn't have, we didn't really need to hold. When I was young, Grandma wasn't old.
Talking about family. It's under attack. Going back to your phone calls. Abdul, you were talking about family. There's Willie Nelson talking about it. The sacred institution of humanity under savage attack.
She'd throw a party.
All right, go ahead and make your comments, sir.
I just want to make a couple points. For one, I was blessed with a mother and father, well educated, and raised me well. And one thing he would always say to me is, this is our world. Every human being, this is our world. And we have the right to seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. And that's the major, and that's the problem with every society. We've been so dumbed down by the public education that we have no knowledge of our true development of ourselves.
Yeah, people are seeking after tennis shoes and cars and making that the penultimate goal in their life instead of the search for knowledge, which will truly empower you. The people perish for lack of knowledge.
Absolutely. What do you think the secret societies are doing? What are they hiding? They're hiding the ultimate knowledge.
That's all occult means, is hidden, and the occult is the system of controlling people.
Yeah, I just have one final question.
No, go ahead. I'm going to quit interrupting. It's just all absolutely on target. Go ahead.
That's okay. I mean, you make great points, so you can interrupt me anytime. But I want to say to all our listeners out there, you must ask yourself, what do you truly fear? And what will you do to conquer those fears? That's what's most important. We live and we die. That's the bottom line. What are you doing between living and dying is what's most important.
Yeah, while you're wearing this earth suit. Well, and my greatest fear is not being in control of my own mind. My greatest fear is being fooled, being conned, being bamboozled. And then I get so sad. I got sad for Democrats when they worshiped Clinton, knowing he was New World Order and just a puppet. I got sad for Republicans who would support torture and evil and sign their souls onto this war that killed over a million plus Iraqis and millions before that with the sanctions in the first war. And then now these poor Obama people, they're good folks, these poor white yuppies, these poor black folks, and just looking up to him and believing his lies when his whole agenda is evil and corruption and wicked. And he smiles and he puts his nose up in the air worse than Queen Elizabeth. He just sits there, you know, today just arrogantly. I mean, just his whole demeanor. And then he does that smile. I can't even do the fake smile, you know, that fake smile to people, it's pure evil.
And those who are aware can see right through it. I mean, I'm a black American Muslim, okay? And I can see right through his double speaking he does and how he looks at people, how he talks down to people. And it's not right. It's sick and disgusting. And for the African-American population out there that's listening, I mean, wake up. Seriously. When has the American policymakers, the people who run this country, ever let a black man be on top of something and do something for his people, quote unquote, which he is not totally doing? Your last caller made an excellent point where Obama has sold out to the Zionists and calling them basically his new master. When he put on the little thing that Jewish people wear, I have nothing against Jews, nothing like that. But when he was like
talking about we're talking about just like the elite of over every country, the corrupt elite over there. It's not just us saying that. Israel brags in the newspapers that we own Obama.
Right. Right. It's just like when Bush was signing all these documents with a bunch of Kabbalists in the background, taking pictures and smiling, like, you know, he was doing the devil's work.
Well, did you see a few months ago, right when Obama won, and then they started talking about putting Rahm Emanuel in as chief of staff? Rahm Emanuel's dad, this former black op commander in Mossad, said, my son isn't going to be like a dirty Arab sweeping the floors at the White House. He's running things. Well, why attack the Arabs? Why? Again, I'm against a Nazi, saying dirty black people, and I'm certainly against somebody saying dirty Jews, and I'm against somebody saying, you know, he's not some little nobody Arab.
Right. That's an excellent point. All this name-calling, all the fighting in between the races and the religion, it's all a ploy. They laugh at this. This is what they want. They want blacks to fight with whites. They want Asians to fight with everybody else. They want Jews and Arabs to fight each other.
And they always claim they're covering it to stop it, but they actually hype it all up.
Absolutely.
It's sick. It's totally and completely sick. And it's how they control us. In fact, John, cue up Top Ranking. I'm going to play part of that and then go to people's calls. Well, I hope, Abdul, you'll call more, and we appreciate you tuning in, sir.
Thank you, and I shall.
God bless you, and take care. I mean, I've tried to not attack Israel. I've tried to not attack with people over there because, I mean, I got all these listeners over there that are good people, and they know what's going on. It's so complex how the Zionists funded Hitler and wouldn't let Jews get out of Germany and made them pay million-dollar equivalent bounties to the Zionists to get to Israel. They wouldn't let the Jews get out to New York or London. It's so sophisticated. it's so sophisticated. It, you know, it's not just Israel bad, Palestinians good. It's very sophisticated. And I don't know how, I mean, intellectually studying it constantly, living, eating, breathing this, it's hard for me to even fully grasp all the nuances and how they manipulate it. But basically, the globalists always stage groups off against each other. They then control both groups because they control the central banking. They print and issue all the money of the world so they can buy everybody. And then, once they've got that in place, they abuse both the groups or three groups that are fighting with each other or four groups, and they play them all off against each other. It's just so sick. It's just sick. So I'm going to play a little bit of top ranking. They just want us fussing and fighting. They want us to keep on killing one another. We have to realize we're all God's children. We got to come together. If the government was run by angels, as Thomas Jefferson said, and was run by God and was good, you could have socialism. We have unlimited production capacity. But there's always people that are going to want what somebody else has got. You know, in a communist society where the elites all live in palaces and the people are all enslaved in a, quote, workers' paradise, you know what the secret police always want in Nazi Germany or East Germany under the communist or Russia or China? They want your good-looking wife, or they want your little business, or they want, you know, the tiny plot of land you've got. You know, under the communist Lenin allowed, because everybody started starving to death, a tiny plot. They had to go work half the time in the government fields. They were allowed about a quarter acre. And those quarter acres were producing more than all the other food production in Russia. And the arts, the entertainment, the theater, movies, it was all controlled by the inner party. And then the starlets all had to have sex with the party members to be able to get the jobs. It's all about having your art, your liberty, all of it controlled. It's so dehumanizing. And so if angels ran the state, it would be okay. But we have free will, so evil people are always going to get in control and use that. So you decentralize government. You have a culture educated in liberty and freedom. You defend the great jewel of liberty. You let none approach it because government, as George Washington said, is a dangerous servant, like fire. Like fire, a dangerous servant and a terrible, terrible master. And they are coming with everything, the social engineering, the regulation, the control, the attacks on the farms and ranches, the NAS, the premises ID, just hundreds of attacks hitting us from all angles. They're coming, and they're bankrupting everything, so we got to go to them and say, help us. And then they can pose and go, oh, look, we help you, while they loot what's left of the middle class and transfer the wealth of the offshore bankers. Back to your calls in a moment, but we're going to sit here and play Top Ranking, or part of it. Here it is, Bob Marley. All they want is
another top ranking.
Top ranking.
Did you mean what you said?
Did you mean what you said about me? Did I mean what I said about you?
Are you
and we all want to live together as brothers and sisters, and the enemy knows that. And so they create a counterfeit of that. This fake brotherly love, the sisterly love. That's what they're doing right now. Whites feeling good, voting for Obama, thinking they showed they don't dislike black people, that they want to live in peace. You know, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and I didn't hear anybody growing up who was white talk bad about the black kids in school. But I go deer hunting with a bunch of rednecks I never heard talk bad about black people. Strangely enough, when I've gone to New York City, I hear it. But then later in life, I did hear those things. But the point is that it's a counterfeit. The enemy creates a counterfeit of our bank, our central bank. They create a counterfeit of race relations, which is really meant to go, oh, we didn't get along. Look, we tried to get along and it all fell apart. Or, oh, get behind Obama, show. And see, that's what this is all about, is this fake brotherly love. This, oh, look, we can all come together. We can do what he says and he'll fix it and he'll stop what the evil white man George Bush did. They create counterfeits of everything good and decent. But they always centralize power. They always bring in the banksters. They always militarize the police. They always want to put the military on the streets. Obama's doing everything Bush did, but now Bush had stalled. He'd stalled because of resistance. He couldn't move forward anymore. Now Obama, like the Flash, is going straight ahead carrying that ball for a touchdown. The New World Order said, hey, give him the ball. Boom, he's Tiger Woods. You know, knock it out. You know, hole in one, Tiger. You know, he's their Michael Jordan. And the crowd's cheering, man. Look at him. Boy, he is really going to take care of us. And then you read the fine print, and it's hell on earth. Next hour, I'm going to play all these audio and video clips. Russia Today, the analysis of Obama and your calls. But let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Craig in Philly. We are Change. Welcome, Craig.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Jones?
Thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Yeah, I'm actually just calling in to put the word out. Philadelphia We Are Change is just getting off the ground, and we are in desperate need of people. We have a couple, but a couple is not enough.
Give us the website or an email.
It's PhiladelphiaWeAreChange.org, and I can be contacted directly at Craig Motyka, CraigMotyka, at PhiladelphiaWeAreChange.org.
Excellent. Hope folks join you in the battle. What do you think of the puppet Obama? We've gained so much against the police state, torture, and war, but now the liberals are like, forget torture, forget the war, forget the Patriot Act. Look, he's black. It means everything's changed.
Well, we shall see, but we're hoping for the best, but we're probably going to be duped as you...
Well, there's no probably. Look what he's already announced he's going to do.
Yeah, true. Also, I do want to bring up a website called grassfire.org. It's an Obama resistance grouping website type thing.
What's it called?
What's that?
What's it called again?
Grassfire.org.
Oh, yes, grassfire.org. Appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air globally.
Hey, good day to you, Alex.
Good day to you, my brother.
Thank you, sir. Alex, I called you last week, and I restrained myself, I believe, so far successfully 100% in calling the show more than once a week. I want to give other people a chance to, you know, air their views and their information.
It's your time. You're on the air, brother. Go ahead.
But I thought it was so important to call today after I heard your plea for finances just a few minutes ago. Really touched me. And what I suggested last week is just basically what I suggest today, Alex, and that is, they're upping the ante very quickly with this new president today. This administration is going to move ahead at the blitzkrieg speed that you're aware of. And to stay in the game with them, to be any competition at all, you're going to have the financing. You're speaking for us all. We're all happy to donate to you, Alex, because we're donating to our own welfare. You're out there for us.
Well, I'm just going to be honest with people, and I'm going to hold you over and put him on hold. I wasn't going to tell this story, but I'm going to briefly tell it and leave it at that because I don't like our enemies having victories. But because they did this, I'm going to do another money bomb in the future. Because they did this, I'm just going to go ahead and start asking for donations. I just wanted to get, it was the office's idea, a few thousand dollars for the bullhorn. It was actually Aaron's idea, and then Mike seconded it. We put it up, We got real bids up to about 20 grand. The anti-9/11 truth groups openly bragged they were putting in fake bids. Later, after the bids went through, we saw they were fake. They put in scores of fake bids, and so the bullhorn did not go for $50,000. They criminally, and eBay says they're doing criminal filings. They, yes, we have to wait as we go down each bid, all these fake bids, to find the real bids. We probably won't even be able to sell that. But it won't matter. We have toll-free lines. We have products. People can still support us, even though, and they said, you son of a bitch, Alex. Some of them even called here. They said, you're not going to sell that bullhorn ever, and you're not going to get money. And they said, we're going to pull the stops out with dirty tricks against you. Well, you know what? The people are going to stop you, and we're just going to go ahead and fundraise off of what you did.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion, and we're gonna ride. We're gonna ride.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever. The woman and the stallion and the wind.
And the sun.
And the sun is gonna burn into a cinder.
Before we ever come this way again. Are you going to fight tyranny and defend liberty and goodness in this great time of wickedness?
And we're going to ride.
Are you going to ride?
We're going to ride.
Ride like the one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're going to ride. To be fighting tyranny, to be fully alive, to be fulfilling my destiny. And I know you're going to fulfill yours as well. just as the enemy on the dark side will fulfill their destiny to be defeated. All right. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we are asking for support, financial support, by buying the books and videos, materials, or donating. Because I realize we are having such a massive effect, I've got a responsibility to expand and fight, and you support us, we will spend it on the fight against the New World Order. You have my word of honor on that. We will expand this place radically. We will go to the next level. And, I mean, is there any place else fighting as hard as we are? Thanks to you, the listeners, spreading the word. Go ahead and finish up your comments, Mark.
I think it's great you're going to do it, Alex. I would bet good money that you're going to receive at least as much support financially as you did in the last money bomb. I think there's a good probability you're going to be amazed by how much support you get, because I think you have educated enough people now, and it goes into the millions, that they're really going to want to support you when they look at what happened today in this inauguration and what it all means to us. Times of the essence. You're doing beautiful, Alex, and I will try to think of some more ideas. I got a couple, but I don't want to take up all your time. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. Well, you guys, men, women, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, you're doing an amazing job. The people spreading the words, the YouTube clips, the materials, how do people can listen to the links, it's all exponentially growing, and that's why we've got to kick it into high gear. And this has really concerned me, the economy imploding with our capitalization, being able to fund ourselves. Our capital improvements and going to the next level. And I'm so busy staying up here till 11 last night working on the Obama film with Aaron and Rob that, you know, I keep meaning to get a video camera out, shoot some video of the office and the studio, show folks what we've done with the support, but I'm so busy manning the guns, bam, 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 you know. I'm so busy with the kamikaze New World Order coming in on us that, I've got to do that other stuff because... But I'm saying don't even wait for a money bomb. That takes setting up a website and organizing it and launching it. We don't even have time for that. Just support us. Write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or get a prisonplanet.tv membership or buy a couple memberships and give them to people. Buy the DVDs, the books. Just support us, support us, support us, support us. Let's go ahead and go to Michael in Canada. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I just want to say God bless. Thank you for all your hard work. I definitely appreciate all your insightful news that we get every day and all your great guests. I am a Prison Planet subscriber, and I support your idea to put a donation box either through PayPal or have your address right up there. You got a ton of websites, man. Put it on all your websites, top left-hand corner, top right-hand corner, under contact information. Get it out there, because I didn't write down the 3001 post office box that you gave, but I would definitely send you more money.
Well, what happened is in the last 6 months, we finally, and I'm going to hold you over, got professional and had professional accountants do things, and I wasn't in as good a position as I thought I was to do the growth. I said, oh, I'm doing good. I can grow. And I went, good Lord, good thing we did that money bomb that somebody else thought of, or I wouldn't even be operating right now. And I'm kind of going, looking at the clock and looking at the money go down. And I'm just like, man, this is important work. We've got to do this now. And, yes, we're going to do it. I don't want to beat a dead horse over and over again. I'm just felt I needed to say this today, and some of the things going on behind the scenes, people trying to stop us, that we're not going to get into them. People try to keep me from doing something? Well, we'll just intensify it. How's that sound? We'll be right back. You can finish your phone call. Straight ahead. 70-second break.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.